on Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like the music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There's been no movement on Capitol Hill to win the government shutdown. The White House continues to say layoffs could happen. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports when isn't clear.
The goalpost for this from the administration has seemed to move. Each side continues to blame the other one, continues to hope that the other side will somehow come around, but it's not as though they are having robust conversations to try to actually work out a deal. So as far as a timeline goes, the White House does not have an exact timeline for when mass firings of federal workers could start happening.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said today the administration will appeal a judge's decision temporarily barring the deployment of National Guard troops to Oregon.
The president is using his authority as Commander-in-Chief, U.S. Code 12406, which clearly states that the president has the right to call up the National Guard in cases where he deems it's appropriate.
Illinois and the city of Chicago have sued to stop a deployment there. Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Since ICE and CBP announced their operations on September 8th, our people have been subjected to violence, intimidation, and harassment. They have struck fear in our communities, including notably fear in the hearts of U.S. citizens.
In Egypt, indirect talks are underway between Israel and Hamas on the U.S. peace plan for Gaza. CBS's Sam Vinograd on how things could go.
Israel stopping its bombardment of Gaza will be viewed by Hamas as a sign of good faith, and Hamas will, at least for this first phase of the 20-point peace plan, think that Israel is committed to keeping its word, and therefore Hamas would likely be more inclined to release hostages.
The Nobel Prize for Medicine was split between three scientists for their work on immune tolerance. Mary Brunko is one of them.
There's an awful lot of diseases and different conditions that are impacted by either too much immune reaction or not enough.
The holiday shopping season is forecast to be a strong one online. Adobe is projecting spending will increase more than 5% over last year. The company's Vivek Pandya.
This holiday season, we're expecting about $253.4 billion to be spent online. And that's the first time we're seeing over a quarter of a trillion dollars spent for the season.
He also says many shoppers will seek ideas and deals from AI this year. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A quick response from Racine firefighters kept a laundromat fire from spreading last night. Crews were called to the laundromat on Lathrop Avenue just after 6 for smoke and flames coming from the roof. Fire investigators say lint buildup in two dryer exhaust units sparked the fire. It was out in about 20 minutes with no injuries reported. A longtime Wisconsin appeals court judge is stepping down. Judge Lisa Neubauer says she'll retire at the end of her next term after 18 years on the bench. Neubauer, who once ran for state Supreme Court, says serving on the 2nd District Court of Appeals has been an honor. Attorney Anthony Lococo has already announced plans to run for the open seat. Racine City Hall is getting repairs starting today, with tuck pointing on the west side expected to last about 4 weeks. That west side entrance will be closed and parking will be limited along that spot. A Racine man was stuck on Lake Michigan for 4 hours Friday after drifting too far from North Beach on a tube. Crews rescued him using a jet ski and thermal cameras, and he was treated for dehydration and hypothermia. And Brewers pregame takes over the traditional WRJN airwaves tonight at 7:30. It's an 8:08 first pitch at American Family Field for tonight's Brewers-Cubs playoff game. For the Chicago game Wednesday, Amtrak will be running a special train for fans from Milwaukee to the Windy City with a stop in Sturtevant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and the Cubs tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where it's game two of the National League Divisional Playoffs. The Brewers winning game one 9-3, but Jackson Chourio had to leave with a hamstring injury. Pat Murphy on his status.
The MRI came back, and it's inconclusive, and it's not a serious hamstring strain.
The Brewers jumped out to a 6-1 lead in the first inning Saturday. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, the game got away from us early, so it's not like it did, right? It got away from us, so... And it's a loss, and you move on from it quickly. There's no penalty. It's one loss. Doesn't count for more how you lose. We didn't lose well, but we lost, and you move on. That's how the clubhouse felt.
NBA, the Bucks are in Miami for a preseason game against the Heat. Giannis is now with the team after a bout with COVID.
He took a toll on my body. I'm not feeling 100% yet physically. Take it day by day, get back in shape.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, some showers and a few thunderstorms around, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, maybe an early lingering shower, then a clearing sky with sunshine for the afternoon and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. And highs in the low 60s with sun for Wednesday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN. Creedence Clearwater Revival again. And won't surprise you, they may show up on Clash Reunion 1970 today at 5.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
You don't have
Sis out here. WRJN. Good to be with you. Good to be back. I'm filling in for Kurt Vollman for the next couple of days. And then he comes back, darn it. I'm having a lot of fun. Kurt, I've changed my mind. I want to come back and work here. But Kurt's too. He does such a great job. He's on vacation having a ball. He has got a great show called the 5 o'clock class reunion. And I've been filling in for him. So today, by the way, you pick these class reunions. You pick the years. You can go on our website, wrjn.com, and scroll down a little bit. And then you can vote on the year that you would like this class reunion. But today it's 1970, and it features three songs from the same year, and it is sponsored by Conventional Concrete Systems. It's the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168 tomorrow.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Your crew's got to power through the postseason. Fuel up right now at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. From your favorite energy drinks, sodas, and adult beverages to a massive lineup of snacks, Studebaker's has everything you need to crush those game day cravings. Need it in a flash? Hit the lightning fast drive through and stock up without ever leaving your car. Studebaker's Fuel and Food, the all-stars of selection, service, and convenience. Find them at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Only you can to make all this world seem right. Only you can to make the darkness bright. Only understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you. Only you can make all this change in me.
Beautiful Platters, WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber, filling in for Kurt Molman. Baseball tonight, Brewers Cubs. Now you already know that. But you know what's shocking to me? 8:08 tonight. Wow. I mean, neither of us are on the West Coast, but okay. Hope there's enough energy drinks in my fridge to make it to midnight. It's Tremolos, the WRJN.
Kentucky rain keeps pouring down. with the rain in my shoes. To some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Doesn't it feel like rain right about now? It does. I'm getting that headache you get in your head right before the rain comes in. I got a weather back and a weather brain. Do I know what the forecast is? Just ask me. Linda, is anything hurting on your body? Yeah, my head. Oh, we're going to get rain. WRJN local news, timeless hits, Elvis Presley, Kentucky rain. And today at 5, we've got some CCR. Yeah, because it's one of the top five. Class reunion, 1970. What a great year for music. I hope you agree. And just checking the news this hour. Last week, 23-year-old Mountaineer by Baylen Miller fell to his death last week. Accident. It was an experienced mountain climber. Total accident as he was coming down the mountain. He just ran out of rope, I guess. But now this week, this is going on right now, by the way. Hundreds of hikers are stuck in Mount Everest storm, and one has actually passed away. They are at 16,000 feet. Mount Everest itself, the top of it, is 29,000 feet, and they're trying to get up there to get everybody out of there. It's like, wow, just a bad scene altogether. And me? I'll be watching it on the tomb tonight. No, never going to climb. Nope, I had to climb the stairs once, and that was hard enough.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A quick response from Racine firefighters kept a laundromat fire from spreading last night. Crews were called to the laundromat on Lathrop Avenue just after 6 for smoke and flames coming from the roof. Fire investigators say lint buildup in 2 dryer exhaust units sparked the fire. It was out in about 20 minutes with no injuries reported. Damage to the building and equipment adds up to about $175,000. A battery check this week in Racine. Fire Prevention Week kicks off with a special focus on a hidden danger in many homes, lithium-ion batteries. The Racine Fire Department and the National Fire Protection Association are teaming up to spread the word about how to buy, charge, and recycle those types of batteries safely. Back in May, a Kenosha County house burned to the ground when lithium-ion batteries exploded while charging. They were for a drone. Fire officials warned that the batteries are becoming a growing fire risk and that they need special care. It's a night game with an 8:08 first pitch this evening. The Brewers take on the Cubs in Game 2 of the National League Division Series. After tonight, Game 3 is set for Chicago, where fans not heading south can join a watch party at the Harley-Davidson campus. They'll have a 135-inch screen, food trucks, and entertainment all free to attend. Amtrak is running a special train to Chicago Wednesday for those with tickets to Wrigley. Tonight's first pitches will come from Brewer greats Cecil Cooper, Trevor Hoffman, and Bob Uecker Jr. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, some showers and a few thunderstorms around, and a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, maybe an early lingering shower, then a clearing sky with sunshine for the afternoon and cooler with highs in the mid-60s. And highs in the low 60s with sun for Wednesday. Right now it's 73.
You
on WRJN, and hey, we're expanding. Now when you head north of the Racine County line along the lakeshore, you can hear your local news and timeless hits. 107.3 in southern Milwaukee County, and most of beautiful Caledonia. That clean, clear FM sound for all your favorite timeless hits. Now even north of Racine on 107.3 is Johnny Rivers.
Some rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me. She's here by me. Stepped out of a rainbow, golden hair shining like moon glow, warm lips soft as a soul, sitting here by me, yeah, she's here by me.
Just cast me a while. So take a letter, Maria. said to my wife, say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman. It's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter for real.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find
hits, WRJN. A huge thank you to my friend Dobie Maxwell, an awesome comedian. He's going to be at the Riverside Theater in November, and he came on the show today and helped me out. He did such a great job, I made him leave. Stop it, you're better than me, get out of here. I'm Cindy Huber, filling in for very awesome Kurt Vollman today at 5, class reunion. The year will be 1970, and we're having a little fun here, WRJN.com, with a new weekly poll question. It's nothing heavy, just looking for opinions with a fun twist. Look for the You're the Judge feature at WRJN.com. And this week's question, what is a must-have in your homemade chili? Huh. Well, salt, actually, for me. But it's sponsored by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides, at 888-999-6644.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love hope never to come back.
I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
J-N.
I've been cheated, been mistreated. When will
Bonstaff from 1974 right here on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and because it's October, zombies.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no, 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 no. The charms.
Tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh, no, no, don't love in love no, from no, your arms.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
oh, oh, no, don't hurt me now, for her love belongs to me. I know she's the kind of girl to throw my love away, but I still love.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There may be some movement to end the government shutdown. Earlier, the White House said there was nothing to negotiate. But President Trump now says there have been talks with Democrats on health care subsidies, which they've been demanding.
We are speaking with the Democrats, and some very good things could happen with respect to health care.
Would you make a deal with them on the ACA subsidies?
If we made the right deal, I'd make a deal.
At the same time, he also refused to rule out layoffs of federal workers if the shutdown continues. CBS's Weijia Jiang has more.
Even before this shutdown happened, the Office of Management and Budget directed agencies to start putting those plans together. And so those plans are in place. They have lists of agencies that they want to target first. We just don't know exactly what they are and don't know exactly.